Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah. Test one, apparently two, one, not. Two, one, two.
Some Virgils too.
Yeah, I got a Virgils.
Where'd you get that from?
There's one downstairs.
He hid one down there. Had one hid.
It's a Secret Virgils.
Huh. Oh.
This week brought to you by Secret Virgils.
I wish I'd been smart enough to do that.
Hide a Virgils?
Yeah. As we pointed out last week, you're not.
He's still grumpy, though, Roaches, today.
Yeah, he is kind of grumpy.
I don't know what it is. How am I grumpy? What's going on?
You know what it is?
I think it's like male menopause he's going through or something.
No. You know what it is?
Roachapause?
First week in a long time, no Steelers game.
Yeah, it probably did bother him yesterday.
That definitely does bother him. He can say what he wants, but he doesn't like it.
But nah, it's no big deal.
Did I tell you what he did this morning? Walks in. You know, I'm just sitting minding my own business, like I always do. And he walks in, and he walks by, and he goes, "How's my walk?" Like I pay attention to it.
No lead-in or anything? He just asked you how
his walk how's my walk looking?
Now, in case people don't know, he's saying that because of his sciatica.
I'm done. I'm good.
It's over. Okay.
Well, that's what he's trying to claim. I said, it wasn't normal. He goes, it's normal. I said, it wasn't normal. Then he does like a, you know, where those models do.
He's a runway model.
Yeah, he did a runway model walk for me. Like, I got to watch that.
Well, he's also got his new shirt on today, too.
Yeah. He thought you were filming.
He thought today was our first day of YouTube. And
I think he's going somewhere.
I do, too, because it's been like, hurry up, let's go.
He never rushes us.
No. Whoa, there goes the Virgils.
That sounded
louder than I thought it was going to be.
Holy cow. That sounded nice, crisp.
So let's play a game, though. Where's Roach going?
I'm not going anywhere.
Let's take bets.
Is the wife home?
No.
This is fun. We're playing 20 questions.
Do you have like a...
Is it a mineral?
I don't have anything going on.
Do you guys
on.
Have like a special dinner today or something?
No.
One of the kids getting an award for something?
No.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
I mean, you know...
I just didn't want to sit around talking to you guys.
You're dressed up. Let's get this thing done. You're asking Jeff, how's my walk look? You know,
well, he's always commenting that I'm still walking funny, and I don't think I am anymore.
He did kind of look like Danny DeVito in Batman Returns for a while, the penguin walk.
No, I don't think he's cured yet. I think
he's getting close.
He's closer, but there's still a little bit of a...
Nah, I think I'm good.
So you don't feel any pain at all?
No.
It's gone.
Well, hopefully it stays away.
I just did some Googling, some research. It does say that London Fashion Week is coming up in a couple days. Maybe he's got to catch a flight.
Maybe that's why he's doing the runway walk.
He's dressed up. He's got somewhere to be. Planes don't wait.
Uh-huh. New shirt for London Fashion Week.
Do they have like plus size models for men too? Do they do that?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what else I've noticed is he's kind of growing his hair out.
Yeah.
Like it's getting long. Like he's
going with a Charlton Heston.
That Fabio look.
No, he's going for that Charlton Heston look.
The barber place was closed. Seriously, I tried to stop after New Year's or before New Year's. Yeah, the Friday before New Year's. And they were closed.
I can't wait until we get on YouTube just so our fans can see what this is all about right here.
Oh, yeah, they're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
he's just got long, wavy hair right now.
He's looking hot.
New shirt.
As soon as I can get to a
new strut.
Yeah, he's got the walk. He's got the new shirt.
Okay, do we have any questions?
Yeah, I got one here.
This is our 50th
episode.
Hey,
this is gold. We got to call Grandma today.
Can I just say I had several requests from listeners that the grandma call had to happen?
Oh, okay.
We'll call her after the break.
After the break, we'll call. Wait, we got to make sure she doesn't go to lunch, though.
We got time. They don't go to lunch on Sunday.
Is that where Roach is going? Is he taking Grandma to lunch to celebrate the 50th?
No.
Oh.
All right, here's a question. It comes from the internet.
Is this an anniversary type question?
No, it's an advice question.
Hey, who's on a diet? Anyone besides me?
You're on a diet?
Yeah.
A seafood diet?
No.
I have diabetes, so I'm on a...
I'm on the I don't want to be stubbed diet, so I'm trying not to eat.
I've been, all that sugar. Yeah, I started.
Sugar, you cut back on the sugar?
Yeah, I'm trying to go no carbs. Oh, less carbs.
Good call.
You know what? What's your problem?
You know what helps with the no-carb diet?
What?
You know what helps with the no-carb diet, right?
Virgil's. I had some Virgil's.
You have to do the Virgil's, too, because honestly, that you get hankering for a little soda, and a Virgil's will take care of it for you.
We're in Western New York. It's pop.
Yeah, I know. I got that.
All right, here's a question. Somebody wants to know, did I do the right thing in this situation?
Okay.
All right, so tonight I got a gross meal from a food place. I felt bad because I called to complain, and they said I could get a free meal either tonight or in the future. I ended up going to another place to eat tonight and spent money on a new meal. Now I have credit for a free meal at that place, but I felt bad that I wasted it because I threw it away and spent more money at another place. Should I have eaten the first meal, and should I get the free meal in the future?
How is it gross?
I don't even know what this question is.
There's a whole lot of pieces to this.
Should they? Question one, they got the bad, gross meal.
They got a gross meal.
That they paid for. And they threw it out. And then they went and got another meal from a different place. Should they have eaten the gross meal?
So wait, was this like takeout then or something? Yeah.
Well, what difference does it make? So what? She threw it out. Got it from another place. So in the future, she gets a free meal from the other place.
So
she's got to eat more than once in her life.
She threw the meal out, or he. It could be a he. Or he. Don't know. They got a meal. It was crappy. They complained.
And they said, you'll get a free future meal, or you can get a free meal tonight.
See, so basically, I got to say that most men would not even question this.
Basically, here's a coupon for a free meal in the future.
My question
they
is,
left and went and got another meal.
From a different place.
And then, so now she's wondering,
the first question is, should they have eaten the original bad meat?
Why would you eat it if it's crap?
Yeah, what's the gross part? Is it just...
Well, I don't know. They don't tell us how gross it
was. Was it prepared or had tomatoes on it?
No, say you got a
Tommy Toast with mayo instead of Miracle Whip.
No, Tommy Toast, just the way you like it, only there's a fly in there.
Oh, you pick the fly off, you eat it.
See,
you're telling me you would pick the fly off and eat it?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't either.
There's no way you would eat a fly off.
Hold on, you prima donnas. Every picnic you have ever been to, there's flies standing in the food.
No, there's a dead fly in your tummy.
Oh, so what? There's flies. Dead fly isn't puking in your food.
See, here's what I
say. Live flies are.
I do this. I get that. I look at it. I go, this is unacceptable. I say, there's a dead fly in my Tommy Toast. And then the waiter goes, oh, we're so sorry. Here, we'll give you a coupon for a free meal the next time you come in. I do go somewhere else and get a good meal, but for sure I go back and use that free coupon.
See, I guess I don't even understand what the dilemma is.
You wouldn't like boycott that restaurant? If they gave you a really, really gross
meal. I guess we
got
to find out what
the grossness is.
It depends on what it is.
Part of me is real afraid to ever go back to that restaurant because once you complain, oof, man, you can't mess with the people who bring you your food.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. That used to be the thing, but places screw up so much now. Aren't they numb to it?
No.
I mean, you go to Tim Hortons three times. You can't.
I don't think those. You I can't think get the workers just once. Don't give a crap anymore.
I go in there with a free coupon for a free meal. That's like a blinking red light saying, this guy complained about
us. No, I don't think so. I don't think they would think
that.
Not if
they give you like a gift card.
Yeah, if they gave you like a gift card for.
Well, they said this was a coupon for a free meal, right?
They said the manager said they could get a free meal. They're not giving you a ticket.
They'll get a free meal?
This asshole wants a free pizza.
They're just putting my name on a wall saying when this guy comes in, give him a free meal.
I don't think so.
This screams.
You're not on a like a bulletin board with red string attached to it. I'm trying to solve a crime.
Then I'm sending somebody else to pick it up for me. So they don't even know.
Yeah, but you don't know who you are anyway. What, you think they're going to recognize you?
No, a lot of places now, you give them their phone number and they'll go, oh, is this Josh?
Right.
Like they have you on file.
That's true. Yeah, they keep
According to Ryan, they also have a report card for what a jerk you are.
It's a hit list.
I don't think restaurants do that.
Oh, I think you underestimate the power of restaurants. You don't mess with people who bring you your food.
Look, grumpy old man, you go into a restaurant, you get French onion soup.
Yeah.
And you're digging into that, and all of a sudden you pull out a dead fly on your spoon.
Make it work. You pull out not just a single hair. You pull out a wad of hair.
Well, that's different. No, that's different.
Let's stay with the
fly. The fly cooking in the soup is different than, you know, it fell on there.
I'm saying with the Tommy Toast, it's right in between the bread.
I wouldn't like that.
But if there was a fly that...
I mean, look it. Go to your summer picnic.
They're all over the food.
And if you eat that, you don't even think anything of it.
If there's a hair, are you stopping?
Nah, hair.
I got to tell you, Friday I went. I ordered out to an establishment.
And we know it wasn't his hair.
It wasn't my hair. No, because it was a long hair too.
To our listeners who can't see, Stubb doesn't have a hair on his head.
Let me tell you. So I got two things. Friday, I got a salad from a certain pizza place.
Yeah, don't say if they did something wrong.
Yeah, because you don't want to mess with the power of the restaurant.
Listen to me. I got the salad. It was
power of the restaurant.
Delicious salad, but there was a big old hair in it.
And you know what I did?
I pulled it right out and continued to eat my salad. It was fine. But then I went to the hockey game Thursday night. And I got a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And you could tell it was...
open?
I don't know if it had like a crack in it and it was leaking water or what, but it wasn't a full bottle of water.
Oh, see, that I wouldn't mess with.
And I was like, nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Not messing with that.
If it's not sealed, I don't...
Yeah, and that's what my wife was like, well, is it sealed? And I go, I couldn't tell. Like, I don't know. Yeah. If it's sealed or not, it looked like you could tighten that thing back up again. And I just threw away.
We got one of those string. I don't know if there was string zucchini, string something else.
Oh, carrots. Those like veggie noodles.
No, vegetables.
Oh,
frozen.
Yeah,
where they shred it. But the knife went through. You know when? That's out.
Yeah.
Because you know that kid probably took that knife and was scraping under his fingernails with it or some crap.
Spreading the Miracle Whip on his Tommy Toast.
So I threw that out.
Hey, if I got a free meal, though, first of all, I'm with you, Ryan. I don't usually bitch about my meals because I'm worried.
I don't either.
I worry about what
I don't either, but it's not because of fear of retribution.
It is for me. For me, it's the fear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid that they go, oh, hey, you don't like this? Here, let me help you out.
The internet is full of videos with people doing
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't mess with those people.
They take it back and they're whipping their stuff out and peeing all over it, or they just slap their Johnson down on it.
Yeah.
I think.
Nothing like a little smegma on your steak.
I think that food industry workers are the most undervalued, underpaid people in society. And I appreciate everything they do.
I do, too, to be honest.
I appreciate everything they do, too.
Roach doesn't.
Roach doesn't. He doesn't care.
Enjoy that smegma.
Well, I don't eat out that much.
You're so full of crap.
He's going out
what
tonight.
What does that much mean?
You didn't eat out Saturday.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
could have, but you didn't.
It's a nice opportunity.
I mean, you eat out with me almost once a week.
Yeah.
Well, and then, so you're saying that's the only time you eat out, that once a week with
us? No, I don't think so.
Well, all right, then you eat out quite often.
I'd say half the time, maybe. Well, no lunches.
Wait. Half the time you're saying isn't that much?
No, yeah, half the dinners, I'd say. So three times
you
a week.
You just said you didn't eat out that much.
I don't think that is nowadays. What do you eat out, Ryan?
Oh, probably
7 days a week?
Probably more than 3 times a week.
Well, we
the younger
we
generation
don't.
Eat out. The older generation, once you retire, they eat out all the time. The younger generation eat out constantly.
We don't eat out that much.
Twice a week is our max.
Twice a week is about twice a week.
Mornings? Like,
no, we never eat out for
half
breakfast.
Half the people at my work get coffee and something
do,
in the morning.
I never do breakfast.
I never do either.
I did when I was working.
Like, that's a normal thing. 5 times a week, people have breakfast out. Coffee.
No, I never do that. I had a little Captain Crunch peanut butter crunch this morning.
How's that for diabetes?
You beat me to it.
I'm going to tell you. Surprisingly, not so bad.
Come on.
That is surprising. Because it's a lie.
It is not a lie.
There's no way.
Look up peanut butter crunch. You will be surprised. It'll be about 20 carbs in a
for half a cup.
Yeah, for so compare that with the best that I have is 16.
Half a cup is nothing though. At Man Week, I probably have a half a box.
Let's see.
I eat so many at Man Week that it
Captain Peanut Butter.
The top of my mouth is raw.
Yeah, you can't eat.
That's Captain Crunch.
You can do some serious shredding with that.
I'm talking peanut butter.
All right, peanut.
Yeah, no, peanut butter crunch.
Captain Crunch,
that.
Peanut butter crunch cereal.
Peanut butter.
Yep, 3/4 of a cup, 21 total carbs.
3/4. That's
3/4 of a cup is like the base layer of my cereal.
That's barely a
that. You know what that is? You put that in your bowl, right? Your 3/4 of a cup, and you put your milk in there, and you can see milk's empty space and milk spots because there's not enough cereal.
You can almost still see the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah.
You know what 3/4 of the cup is? That's what I eat while I'm waiting for my toast to come up.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't eat 3/4 of a cup. I'll have a regular bowl, but comparatively speaking, it's not bad on carbs. It's not like... look up regular Captain Crunch.
So he's looking that up. Speaking of toast, I've come up with a new YouTube idea for us.
Okay.
I think...
You're going to have roach cooked Tommy toast?
23 carbs.
And regular Captain Crunch? Oh, that's not bad either.
I think we go out to restaurants and film Roach ordering Tommy toast.
Yeah, he goes to a restaurant.
He goes up to the. Hey,
I'd like some Tommy toast.
Hey, we'll go to Russell's in Buffalo.
It's amazing now that all you know what it is.
What could I get you, sir? I'd like to start with some Tommy toast, please.
Your finest Tommy toast.
Yeah, he's got to order it 100% serious and act like the waiter or waitress is crazy for not knowing what it is.
The best thing is you could burn through like 40 restaurants in about a 3-minute YouTube video.
Oh, for sure.
Just clip after clip.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what Roach would do? The guy would go... sir, I don't know what Tommy toast is. Roach goes, well, duh, tomato. Tom's in tomato.
He'll sit down. He'll go, I'll take the soup of the day, and I'll have the Tommy toast with that.
Or we could go like to Denny's. What could I get you this morning, sir? I'll have Tommy toast and a bowl of cereal, please.
If I know anything, have you seen the Denny's menu lately? They would make Tommy toast for us. This is just scraping the food out of other people's restaurants and throwing it in eggs. I've never left a Denny's and felt good about it.
Whoa.
Are you telling me 6 hours later you don't have some gastric distress?
I don't have a problem.
I literally
either.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever had a bad experience there.
I don't mind Denny's.
I mean, it was probably because I ate 20 pancake puppies in 10 minutes.
They do kind of have a wild menu, though.
See, you know what? This setup is not good for you two.
It's got to move around. Anyway.
Yeah, we got to move it around.
No.
Because the pod, the tripod.
Actually, we'll have to see.
Right,
we'll have to put it up there and see what else.
What Stubb is referring to is Roach tried to touch Grumpy Old Man.
No,
and couldn't reach him.
Flip that.
All right, here we go. I got another question for you. So there's a button that exists.
I'm pushing it.
where every time you push it, you make $100,000.
Oh, man, I'm betting wearing that button. No.
But you lose 10 IQ points. When do you stop pushing it?
When I get down to 100, so probably 18 times.
Well, what's bad? What's like a horrible IQ?
Well, average IQ is about 100, 105, right? 100-ish?
Yeah. Oh, so I could bang on it.
You lose 10. Ooh.
Yeah. So I could push it about like, 10 times before I get to 100.
Isn't like 80?
Yeah.
Then you start borderline.
You start having some problems.
See, I got about 10 pushes before I even hit 100.
We gotta look that up. Like, I want to see. What is... All right, let's see.
Roaches. So you could bang out a few before you had to worry about it.
See, I mean, if you're close to average, you don't want to push that.
That's the worry.
You can't push that.
Well, no, I agree.
But if you're 140, a couple pushes, get a couple hundred thousand.
So if you're over 140, which I promise nobody in here is, that's considered to be genius or near genius.
Yeah.
So I got about 3 pushes before I get below genius.
Okay.
I've done the online IQ test.
What was it?
I average around 125, 130.
Oh, bullshit.
This would be a fun... We should all take it and then...
I have.
Well, this one here...
Depending on the test, too.
If you're 120 to 140, you're very superior intelligence.
Oh, I think that's probably accurate.
And then it says...
I've taken a bunch of them, and I've been between 115 and 140.
90 to 109.
But you know what? I always discredit them because they're online.
Is normal average.
I don't think they mean anything.
So 90 to 109 is normal to average intelligence. 80 to 89 is considered dullness, according to the scale.
You shouldn't have told Roach out loud.
70 to 79 is borderline deficiency.
You should have told Ryan out loud.
And then under 70 is definite feeble-mindedness.
I can't believe you still could read this.
So... I don't think anybody's pushing it.
See, the problem is $100,000. Like, that's not a crazy amount of money. No, if it was $1 million, you're in a different question.
All right, $1 million, I'd push it in. $100,000, you're gonna have to deal with me.
You're talking a couple years of work.
I would say in this room we're pretty close to average, slightly above maybe.
I'm gonna make way more money hitting that button than I ever will with my brain capacity.
So that's not true though.
In 10 years, you would work 10 years at a $10,000 a year job and get there.
Right.
For most jobs, you're talking what?
$100,000 is all you're getting. If it's at $1 million,
I don't think any of us can afford. All right,
I would say this too. This challenge is out there, but you're not allowed to test your intelligence first. So you go in there with what we got. You can't take the test and go, I'm at 125.
Well, plus you don't know what it would feel like to drop down 30 points.
Well, yeah, I look at Roach and I go, all right, that's what I'm going to look like.
It's amazing we've gone 50 episodes and he hasn't punched one of us.
Again, I didn't do
anything. He's tried. He's taken swings at old man.
Yeah, he has taken swings at me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because your touch. Stop touching.
Everybody's got to stop making fun of him, though, because then he's just silent the whole episode, and then we get some hate mail.
No, what he does is he waits, he bides his time, and then when he gets a shot at me at the most vulnerable time that I'm in, he hits me hard and makes me hurt a little bit. That's what he does. He's a sneak attacker.
All right, let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get Grandma on the phone, and we'll hit her with some of our favorite questions.
All right.
Favorite questions?
Very exciting. Let me get Grandma on the line.
Special guest, guest on the show.
We got to ask her if she knows what Tommy Toast is.
You know what's
going to
happen? Grandpa's going to pick up the phone, though, and then it's going to be...
You got to say, is Mom there? And then he'll get off. Yeah. Well, he might hang in there for a little while.
Or he'll go, what do you want?
Let's get it on speaker so we can hear.
Here it is. Yeah, come on. What are you
get
doing?
Get it up right next to the mic here.
This is a little dangerous.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air right now with us on the Four Fat Guys show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Well, this is our 50th episode. It's our gold episode, so we wanted to have a special guest, and we had a lot of requests that we had Grandma on the show.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, so what does that mean?
Oh, we just got a couple questions for you.
We have to ask you a couple questions from past podcasts we had.
Oh, all right.
Okay, and you probably have already heard these questions because you listen all the time.
But, oh, yeah, I listen every week.
Oh. All right, Josh, go ahead. What's our first question?
All right, so question number one, would you rather have legs for fingers or fingers for legs?
All right, did you hear that, Mom?
Would you rather have legs for fingers or fingers for legs?
Yes.
That's smarter than us.
That's it.
What kind of a question is that?
That's a pretty serious question. It created quite a bit of debate for us, so you got to think about it. That's
legs for fingers or fingers for legs? I'd rather have legs for fingers.
Okay, what's your logic behind that?
I could get more done if I had more length.
More legs?
Length.
So could Dad.
More length. Where I could... reach out further. Well, legs are longer than fingers.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mom.
Yeah.
That is good. Okay, very logical.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, that's good.
What was the other question you wanted to ask her?
Wait, you had another one.
Hey, Grandma, what do you think Tommy Toast is?
Yeah, hey, Mom, have you ever heard of Tommy Toast?
Tommy Toast?
Yeah. Could you make us some Tommy Toast?
I don't know. I never heard of it.
What, yeah,
what
neither did we.
What do you think it is?
Tommy Toast. I don't really have any idea what it could be.
Neither did we.
Oh, well, that's good, because I didn't want to be the only dummy one.
No, you're
not. On this call, you're definitely not.
No, we had what was the other question?
Cousins.
Oh, cousins.
You guys are just making fun of me, I think.
No, we're not.
Actually, we're making fun of Roach.
Oh, okay, that's all right, then.
Hey, we got another question for you. Do you think it's okay to marry your cousin?
Depends on which cousin, whether it's first or the third or fourth or...
See? Mom's right up in it. She knows her stuff.
But I suppose if it happens, it happens. What are you going to do about it?
What if Jeff's cousin was Wonder Woman and he wanted to marry her? Would you be
first
okay
cousin.
With that? His first cousin was Wonder Woman. And he wanted to marry her. How would you feel about that?
Where are you coming up with these questions? Don't you have any normal questions?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for her.
I haven't had one yet.
Well, Josh got a normal one. Here it is. You ready?
Okay, everyone knows that I'm your favorite. Who's your second favorite?
I don't have any favorites.
I think
I love you all equally.
I think the answer was Norman.
Well,
your dog,
Norman.
Yeah.
He might be first, you know. No, I don't have a favorite. All three of you are very good kids. I'm very proud of each one of you.
Oh, boy.
All right, you better get her off the air.
Right. Hey, do you have any...
You better get me off.
Do you have any thoughts...
You asked me... Huh?
Do you have any thoughts about Roach?
Do I have any what?
Thoughts about Roach. What do you think about Roach?
I think Roach is a very nice guy, and he's a great dad and husband, so that's all that matters.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, hang on.
All right, I think we've had enough of this. All right, Mom.
You asked me some sensible questions, finally.
All right, Mom. Well, thanks.
Well,
thanks for being on the show.
Have fun. Bye-bye.
Wow. Even mom comes to Roach's rescue.
How much did Roach pay her?
Jeez, that's pathetic. We didn't ask her a poop question, though.
No.
We'll have to save that for our 100th episode.
I thought she did well.
She did well.
I don't know how it'll play on the air, but we'll see.
We'll see how it sound there.
That sounded okay, other than whatever junior show my son was watching in the background.
That TV's on 24/7.
Right. Yeah. There's some cartoon in the background.
There's no call in there without TV on.
No.
And they do not turn it down.
No.
See, in my house, if somebody calls me, I usually mute it. Like I
don't
think TV.
She knows she can mute it.
Well, there we go. Is the show over with now?
No, we got a while.
Oh, we got a while. You had some special questions, didn't you, for the 50th?
Yeah, I thought I was going to, and then I just didn't.
Oh, I thought you had a good poop question, because I know Ryan.
I do have one here. Somebody online was wondering, what happens if you hold in your poop for a week?
Oh,
you die.
You get a stomach ache.
Yeah, that's kind of hurt. Sooner or later, you're bursting.
That could be bad. Don't they have to sometimes go in there and unplug you?
Yeah.
You hold on for a week.
I don't think you could purposely hold it a week.
Hey, I held it for 5 days once.
No, you did not.
When we went to the man.
We were there for a weekend. You weren't. We didn't do it.
Okay. Wasn't,
you couldn't
I
hold
don't know.
It for five
when he
days.
Went to the bathroom, he was in there like an hour.
Wait, hold on.
Why?
It was like 3 or 4 days.
Because he didn't want to use the outhouse like a man.
So you powered through how many days was it?
It was at least 2 or 3.
Well, 3 for sure.
Oh,
might have been
that's
4.
A long time.
I didn't know that using the outhouse was a manly thing, but
well, everybody
apparently
else
it makes you a man.
Yeah, the 3 of us did it.
All of us stepped up.
Well, I don't think that qualifies to make you a man because you 3 did it.
What did you get, stage fright in the outhouse? What was your issue?
I just didn't.
It's a little cold out there.
It's cold. It's just.
But the walls weren't. It's like sitting outside in the woods.
Yeah. He definitely couldn't go back, 400 years.
No.
I will say, I do have an outhouse phobia.
Phobia?
Yeah. I was a little too young when I was over at one of my buddy's houses, and his parents, they just let him watch whatever he wanted to watch. And so he was watching one of the Sleepaway Camp movies. Do you guys ever see those? Kevin,
no.
Ever make you watch those?
I've heard of them, but I've never seen them.
I was watching one of those, and there's one where the evil camp counselor kills one of the co-eds in the outhouse by drowning them in the outhouse, and it's just disgusting.
You still won't to this day watch any, hillbilly-type horror movies.
Nope.
Well, that would have to be really poor outhouse construction, because that's not how they work. They don't hold water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, how did they drown them in there?
Yeah.
Oh, this thing was full of floating vial material.
Yeah,
and
see, that's not
that
how
must have been
works.
A couple of digs, and that's it.
Well, I'll tell
you
what.
A couple of shovelfuls, and that's it.
If anybody went in that outhouse in the mountains after Man Week that week, we may have killed someone.
That's why I didn't go in there. It's bad enough just going into the room.
That was Grandpa Green's old outhouse.
Yeah, okay. Good for Grandpa Green.
The tents were starting to fall apart.
It worked fine.
I was smart like Grandma Green, and I didn't use it.
It was a little embarrassing in the restaurant, though.
Whoa, you were in a restaurant bathroom for an hour?
Oh, yeah, he went and blew
I
up.
I wasn't
a,
in
he
there
ordered
for
his
an
food,
hour.
And then he went to the bathroom.
Yeah, perfect.
And then we ate our food, and he came back.
I mean, that is good time management.
See, I would rather go to that outhouse one anytime versus the restaurant.
Oh, because you don't know. There was probably somebody who came in like 3 or 4 different times and saw the same pair of shoes under there and was like, that might be.
It was the one person.
That doesn't bother me one bit. No.
Then he ate his food and then he go back to
you know
the
what?
Yeah, he might have doubled down.
I would walk out and go, yeah, I was the guy just taking a dump in there. Anybody
for an hour.
Yeah, anybody don't like it? Go in. I wasn't in there for an hour. I got out. My food was ready for me. It was perfect.
I'm almost positive he ate it and then went there.
I'm at a restaurant with 3 idiots.
That's
so
true.
What my options are to sit there and talk to them while I'm waiting for my
After 4 days of talking to them already.
Or go take a dump. I took a dump. It was perfect.
Sounds to me like it's the same choice.
I just remember Kevin getting worried.
The dump was better.
I remember Kevin getting worried, like, man, is he okay there?
The dump was better because it was relieving, felt good, and I didn't have to listen to three idiots talking. So,
well, yeah, whatever.
All right, let's go for a hard turn here.
Hard turn.
Stubbs' bathroom situation, too. What's the best way to cook eggs?
Oh.
Since Commodore's from the internet.
We're answering this question, really?
Probably like them sunny side up.
The best way or easiest way?
The best way.
Over
if you're
easy,
at a restaurant, maybe. You're ordering
actually,
eggs.
Actually, I would prefer over easy, but they break them sometimes. And then
over
I'm
easy
mad.
Should be a crime.
Why?
What's wrong with
over
easy?
Over easy.
I don't like runny eggs.
Oh.
I don't like yolks.
I love the yolk.
Then why would you get over easy?
I don't. I get sunny side up.
I like sunny side up, too.
Same question.
It's
if you like the
yolk.
Because I'm with him. I don't want the white to be runny.
I don't like any of it to be runny. I don't want my yolk to run all over the plate.
It better be runny. I like it runny.
The white or the yellow?
Not the white.
See, I don't mind the yolk if it's loose. I don't like it cooked.
I don't like it cooked, too. When it gets hard, then it's
I mean, soft. I don't mind it, but I prefer it.
Me, too.
Yeah, I like it.
I want it runny. I like it to break over your toast. And
My wife does that, and I can't even watch her.
It's so delicious.
You know what one of my new favorite things is? Runny egg on top of a bacon cheeseburger. Delicious.
That's good.
Brett's, I do like eggs on burgers, but when they're
I've had that
properly.
At
Brett's husband
Brothers.
Makes like a Spanish rice thing. I don't know what he calls it. He's got a name for it. He's Canadian, so I don't know where he got it from. And he puts a couple eggs sunny side up on top, and it runs down. It's delish.
It's called
rice?
Yeah, whatever.
It's called rice, eh?
There's a bunch of stuff in there, but it's really good. Every time we go, he makes it.
I would like that, too. If I don't have the runny, then it's not worth it.
Yeah, I like the yellow runny.
Yeah.
I like scrambled eggs, though, too.
So do I.
I like scrambled eggs.
I like eggs, period.
Over easy. Scrambled's easiest to make.
See, over easy makes sure that you get that the white is not going to be runny.
Yes. That's why I like the over easy.
I like the over easy.
And I like a little scale over the...
Yeah, just a little... It puts a little coating over the...
Gives you a little more control over
it. But you know what the problem is? Some people don't know how to do it right, and they'll break it. And then,
it's not easy to...
No, I know, but...
See, I like it. What I do is I just take the... I cut all the white off and eat that separate. And then I cut the yolk and put it on my bread.
See, I like it. I make it like a sandwich. I take
the
toast.
I would like that, too. But I'm talking
about... the whole thing on there. Take some bacon. Throw that on top of it, too.
When you go to a restaurant, I'll get two eggs over easy, home fries, bacon, white toast.
But I want to see that yellow just running all over the place.
I don't even like it if it's still a little like soft in the middle of the yolk. I want to completely cook through.
So do you eat scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, just not.
I just cook them dry. I like fried eggs too, as long as they're cooked all the way through.
I don't like scrambled eggs cooked dry. I want them just at that. They're a little tiny bit runny.
I'm okay with them being a little soft still. But
I don't want my scrambled eggs to be runny. Soft,
just
is one
a little
thing.
Bit, right on the
now,
edge.
Now, what's the difference? Talk me through the difference.
Yeah, what is the difference?
Soft scrambled eggs.
There's no
and then
logic
your,
here.
Your horrible runny yolk mess.
There's no logic.
There's no
here.
Difference. At least I'm consistent. No. I'm the only one in this room that has a set of values.
If I'm having scrambled
eggs,
I don't want runny scrambled eggs.
I'm consistent. I want them a little runny.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Scrambled
you're
eggs.
You're wrong, but you're consistently wrong.
Scrambled eggs are different than fried eggs. I want my scrambled eggs to be scrambled. If I wanted them to be runny, I'd just order a fried egg.
I've seen an article where the best scrambled eggs, it was from that guy that does that Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
This is recipe. Name? So I thought, this article is like, these are the best eggs you'll ever have. So I did it at home. They're just like any other.
Yeah.
Well, it's salt, really, pepper, and butter.
How crazy can you get with eggs?
I mean,
yeah. What is there out there that I don't add salt, butter, and pepper to?
Yeah, I mean, that's his big secret. There is adding the butter to the
egg. You put milk in them?
No, You added butter. See, you melt butter and put it in there.
I'll usually put some milk
egg
in.
For scrambled eggs. Okay, that's pretty good. And then he cooks them. You salt,
it's
pepper.
It's got to be a ton of butter.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah. It was like 2 tablespoons or something.
Yeah.
I'm going for the Rocky physique, so I just crack them and drink them raw.
Oh, I could never do that.
We used to. Rocky, I did it. Physique? I've done it, but I will never do it now.
Oh, Rocky Mountain. That's good.
That's gross. I can't do that, but.
I can't even watch that scene of Cool Hand Luke. I gotta look away.
With the hard-boiled eggs?
The hard-boiled eggs.
I love
Cool Hand Luke.
Eggs.
He does hard-boiled eggs.
The one, was it Rocky that he does?
Rocky,
yeah.
Rocky does. Rocky.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. He
yeah. Cool Hand Luke's a little tough, too, because they're throwing up the hard-boiled eggs.
It's 50 hard-boiled eggs. Yeah. He sucks down.
What hard-boiled eggs could you eat?
You know what I like hard-boiled eggs? I get the yolk out. I eat the yolk.
Yeah, good.
I don't like the yolk.
And I save the white.
No, me neither.
You don't eat the yolk?
You don't eat the yolk?
In a hard-boiled egg, you don't eat the yolk?
No, I could. I'm not, like, anti, but no, I'd rather just eat the white.
But I take and I save all the whites, and then I have Miracle Whip with some pepper on it.
Yeah, well, that's delicious.
That's good stuff.
I just put salt on my...
I call it
yep, salt
Tommy milk. Eggs.
There's no tomato involved in
oh,
it.
Oh, shoot, I forgot.
Yeah. Call some Jeffy eggs.
I think you just call them jerk yeah. eggs, then.
See what I mean? There it is. He takes that one shot.
Yeah, you're just talking about the cuisine you enjoy, and he's got
a... Next
yeah,
that's time all. You go to a restaurant, just go in and be like, yeah, can I have my Aunt Betty's dessert, please?
How many times are you going to make fun of my grandmother?
I tell you, we have to do Roach Orders Tommy Toast. We have to. It would be priceless to see the look on.
I mean, all he's got to do is say, hey, do you have Tommy Toast?
Yeah, that's it. We got.
Would you do that?
Restaurant we go to.
No, I'm not doing that.
I looked over your menu and I didn't see Tommy Toast.
I don't
Tommy
order Toast things that aren't on the menu. What are you, a retard?
Wait. You won't do it for the show, for the entertainment value?
Well, no, I'm do not doing that. You can't do you have an egg? Stuff that's not on a menu.
Do you have an Egg McTommy Toast, please?
You gotta order what's on the menu. That's why they have a menu.
The last one. How about at McDonald's? Would you go to McDonald's and say, hey, do you have McTommy Toast?
No, it's not on the menu.
Or a Tom, the Tominator.
Tominator.
The last one, he just goes in and he goes, I'm looking at your menu. I don't see any Tommy Toast here. Why do you have to make fun of my dead grandmother like that?
Now, wait, do you guys have any weird like recipes that people in your family make? That
No.
Nothing weird? No.
I mean, probably, but I can't.
No. Could you think of anything?
My aunt used to always bring limoncello with shredded carrots
and celery.
You know
what I wish I had? Grandma Green's coleslaw.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't like coleslaw.
Yeah, but coleslaw is not weird.
No, it's not weird. But nobody knows how she.
You know what Grandma Green used to make that I used to love? She would make them in the mountains. You know Grandma Green. As soon as you pulled in at the mountains.
Oh yeah.
You need something to eat? You want something to eat?
Yeah. Yeah. She did that for me good too. Go ahead. What was it?
Well, she made a baked potato and she kind of split it, and then she stuck an onion in there, a slice of onion and butter. And then wrapped it all in foil and then baked it. Man, those are delicious. That onion taste gets into the potato a little bit.
I've had that at your house.
Yeah, because I made it.
She caught.
Yeah, and you called it your
that was an
grandma's
onion
potato.
Yeah.
I didn't make fun of you for it or your grandma.
Well, I didn't say
Grammy
it was. I didn't say it was Jesse Toast.
If she had a name for it, then wouldn't you have called it by that name?
Yeah, she called it a baked potato with onion on it.
Well, I'm just saying, if she had a name for it.
It was an onion tot.
If she called it that, then you would have called it that.
Do you want an onion tot? What the heck? What's an onion tot? She used to, when I was, Megan and I were dating, we went to the mountains once, and I told her, she goes, what do you guys want to eat? Because she'd be ready the minute you pulled in.
Oh, yeah.
Food was ready for you to eat. And I said, Grandma, don't worry about it. Megan's a vegetarian, so don't worry about it. So she made her chicken, because she thought...
That, yeah.
To her, that was, hey, then no.
That
no
was beef. Just foreign to her.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what it was early on. People thought of it anyways.
Well, she thought of it that way anyways, but.
All right, here's a question for you guys. Would you rather cry every time you spoke or fart loudly every time you laugh?
I fart loudly every time I laugh. I don't laugh that often.
Me too. Yes, me too. And if you're laughing hysterically, and one flies out, people just laugh along. They're like, holy cow.
Plus, you can take it up an octave. They might not even hear it.
Yeah, good question.
I don't.
All right. Let's see.
Come on, this is our 50th. You were supposed to do a lot of shows.
This is really petering out here.
How much research did you guys do?
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody had all day off every day to do stuff, that person could work on it.
I've got a very bad knee surgery.
Prevent you from using your phone.
I pressed the button too many times. My IQ is too low at this point.
Would you get paid $1 million to skip ahead 10 years in your life?
Not now.
Or would you pay $250,000 to go back 10 years?
No. I wouldn't do either of those at my age.
Oh, that's not really how the question works.
Well, the pay, wow, you got lower.
Wait, listen to this.
But hold you got lower. Pick one.
You got to pick. You get $1 million, but you skip ahead 10 years, or you pay $250,000 to go back 10 years.
None of us can afford to pay $250,000.
Put it on the credit card.
You got to lower that amount. What about $250?
Well, he's saying you don't have a choice. You got to do it.
Oh, you got to do one or the other?
If you can't afford it, then you're taking $1 million.
Because, listen, 10 years for me, now I'm retired, too. So now I got $1 million, and I've just retired. It sucks. You lose 10 years of your life, but...
Yeah, but you're pushing yourself up to 60.
Okay.
I think I'm taking the gamble. I might not be alive, but I'm going for it.
I'm not...
10 years closer to death, plus I get $1 million, I'm in. Sign me up.
I don't have to work anymore.
If I was 30, it's still a tough thing to give up 10 years.
It's definitely a tough year.
You think average life is what, 80?
I'm halfway there if I skip ahead.
Or so.
Yeah, so you're talking, you're giving up 12, 13% of your life.
Beautiful. But I'm in.
That number has come down because of the opioids.
Well, there's a lot of addiction. So we're good.
No, but the average age of death, I'm saying, dropped, and they said it was direct correlation to the opioid epidemic. Right.
Well, because it's so young that people are doing
it.
I'm going to 10 years. I'm 56. So, I can retire.
You're going forward 10 years.
Yeah.
I have to, too.
The next 10 years look pretty bleak anyways.
Right now, if I had to pay $250,000 to go back, I mean... I don't have $250,000 to pay.
I'll get $100,000, $50,000.
Can I take $5 million to skip ahead 50 years?
At $50,000, I no-brainer. I'd take the 10 years and go back. $250,000 is a little tougher because I got to live off what I got. I mean, I could pay it.
No, you got to work another 10 years.
That's, you got to work.
Well, you would immediately go back to where you would not retire. You'd have to work 10 more years.
Oh, I have to go back to
your age?
You're going back 10 years.
Yeah, you don't get to now go back 10 years and have 10 more years of doing nothing all day.
If you could do that, you should be all in. Make the wife work a couple more years.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good one because it's really forcing you to go to lose 10 years.
You're reliving that last 10 years if you go back.
Yeah, you're going back 10 years, but now you're even poorer because you just spent however much money to go back to 10 years.
Yeah, so
and you're going back to 10 years of, I'm working for 10 more years now.
10 more years of man week.
I'm going
That's
forward.
That's true. For me,
skip 10 years of man week.
It's a better option for me. If I'm you, can you... Take none of the above?
No, that's not how either or questions work.
Because I go to 10 years
you're
ahead.
Screwed.
I take this, the million. I'm 65 now.
Right. This really hurts him the most because he's
I'm at an awkward age.
Grumpy old man is right where he needs to be right
I'm
now.
I'm at an awkward age.
I got the upside. You go back 10 years, we're the same age. Your life would be just like mine.
Just like if I dropped 20 points on my IQ, we'd be the same.
I'm thrilled with this scenario. Jump ahead 10 years, get $1 million, I'm in.
For you, it's not
sold.
Bad.
Oh, yeah, I'd go you're 20 if I was you.
I'd go 30, I'd go 40. How many times can I hit the button? I'm in.
I don't think you should go 40.
Eventually, you just turn into a crypt keeper sitting on a pile of money.
That's fine.
All right, I got one last question for us.
Do you age those 10 years, or you just fast forward? It's at 50. I'm at 55. I'm 65.
Wait, what?
He's trying to say he doesn't get older.
I don't get older.
No,
you
got to get older.
Get
younger, don't you?
Can I just go back to 45 and not have to work?
No.
And not get younger?
No.
No, no.
No, you go back to 45, you're
I
younger.
Want some variations on my options.
No variations.
All right, ready? Here's our last question for our 50th episode.
50th, that sucks.
This one's coming.
Should
one's
we do
50 from,
more of these?
This one's coming from M.
M.
That's all we have. It's mysterious.
M. M. Yeah,
I'm going to read you the question exactly how it was presented to us.
Test 1, 2.
Can sofa be better than bed? Once again, the question, can sofa be better than bed?
For what?
Sure, it can be.
For what operation you're talking about here?
Well, there are some.
I gave you the question.
There are some pretty great sofas and pretty bad beds. So.
Exactly. Well, is she talking sexually?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What situation are you talking about here? Watching TV?
Both ways it could work. Look, sofas for four fat guys, not good for sex. Not a lot of room.
Hey, sometimes it...
You can get it done. I'm not saying you can't get it done, but I'm saying it ain't better.
The question is, can it be? And I'm saying, yes, it can be. Sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Well, hold on now. What context are we talking?
Any context.
Sleeping?
Yep.
Sex?
Yep.
It's better than the bed.
Sometimes.
Sleeping's never better.
No, oh, yeah. That's wrong, too.
That is wrong.
Not for a nap. Oh, a nap on the couch is better than a nap in bed.
Wait a minute. Now, what if you have a crappy bed, but your couch is awesome?
Well,
listen, there's...
I think you've got to assume average couch.
What if you have a couch of nails?
Hey, there's been some times where either I didn't feel good or my wife was sick, and I had to sleep on the couch, and it was like, this is a good night's sleep.
Something different.
Hey, every once in a while, we'll camp out on the couches.
So it was comfortable. You wake up, and you're like, man, I had a good night's sleep on the couch. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, things happen on the couch, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but we're saying for me and Roach, now that doesn't leave a lot of room on the couch. Right, Roach? Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong.
See?
Well, I'm just saying. Then you guys are missing out on something.
I'm not saying we don't get it done. It's just got to do a little more work. We got to... You know, push stomachs in and stuff, you know, get it in there. Right, Roach?
The other thing,
I mean, we get it done. Don't think we don't get it done. We get it done.
You made it clear that you get it done. Oh, good. All right, we're done.
That's a good way to end the 50th.
Thanks.
Yeah. Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.